Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast. Hang on. I'm not very loud, am I? Am I very loud? I'm all right. Welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 104. The reason I want to be loud is because this week it's all about bands. Yep, all about bands. I didn't know exactly what to play this week, but I just started listening to a bit of rock and I thought, do you know what? We're going to carry on with that. So that's what the theme of today's show is going to be. We're going to rock out with some bands. Absolutely. And the first band we're going to rock out with is Paul Little, one of my favourite tracks. Fantastic track. This is Boots.
We fell behind, our look was much too bleak. I was much too kind, and you were weak. No hiding your head or turn. So take what you need to do, what you need to do. You know, over the hill, the time that you kill will help you blow a blind bruise. With your boots laced up, your tiny feet will walk over me. I don't expect too much, I don't wanna find you. It has come to the time for revenge. You're losing the plot, forgot what you got and all that you have to lose. You know, over the hill, the time that you kill will help you go blind bruise. Yeah. It's your boots and stuff, your tiny feet will walk all over me. I don't expect to. I don't wanna find you hanging from a tree. With your boots laced up, your tiny feet will walk all over me.
Cracking little track, that Boots from Paul Little there. Now we've got Postcode and Drop Dead.
I'm
Now that was for Simon Brown. Now he's been a little bit behind. So Simon, whenever you hear this, Simon, that was for you. He's just caught up with podcast 100. 100? It's ages ago. Ages ago. Right, one of my favourite bands. This is Haunted Stereo and Can You See My Side?
I took no risks, and in there from Haunted Stereo.
You're listening to
Nick Tans for This Thing On Podcast.
A lovely track there by Haunted Stereo. They're having a bit of a hiatus from performing or writing or something, because Anya's off doing other things, wild and wonderful things, but I'm sure they'll get back and do some things too. Right, no Paul Lane this week. He's busy doing something. God knows what it is. But I have got Dave Miles. Now, Dave Miles is a great friend of mine. Known him for amount of years. We've been in a band together. Wrote a song about him. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know all that. What he does is he hosts a radio program on Bristol's community radio called BCFM. The show is called A Cup of Tea and a Piece of Cake. And every week he has an artist come in and play a couple of songs, two or three songs live in the studio. And this week, as has been doing in previous weeks and in subsequent weeks to come, he'll be introducing one of the tracks that from the aforementioned band that has come into the show. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, without further here it is.
So David, here we are again.
Here we are, it seems like ages
since it does. Actually, it was, wasn't it?
I've been to Africa in between.
You have, haven't you? How was it out there?
It's very hot.
Very hot, very, very
hot. A lot of camels.
Yeah. Much music?
Didn't hear much music, no. Unfortunately. No. Just a few blokes playing djembes here and there.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. So should we crack in? Because I've already done the introduction, so, you know, we can have a little chat about things. So the track we're going to play today?
The track we're playing today is by a guy called Tony Armand, who's based in Bristol. He's a tough nut to crack. he's a member of a band called Troubadour Hook, who are quite a good folky band on the Bristol circuit. But he's solo in my studio on A Cup of Tea and a Piece of Cake, performing one of his songs called The Strength I Thought I'd Never Know.
Okay. So how did he get in touch with you? How did this thing happen?
Well, as you know, Nick, you've been to one yourself. I attend an open mic night every Thursday in Bristol called the Arts House. It's downstairs. You've played there yourself.
I have.
One evening I was in there and Tony was there. I'd already had him on the show with Troubadour Hook a few months earlier, and we got chatting afterwards, and he played a couple of his own songs, and I said, "Stop yawning."
I'm really tired.
So I said to Tony, "Why don't you come in and do a couple of solo songs on the show?"
Well, I need a shout, or I'm awake now.
Trying to keep you awake, Nick. So Tony came in, and it's very different. I mean, if you hear Troubadour Hook, they're very folky. They've got a lot of harmonies weaving in and out of their music.
Weaving.
But Tony on his own is a different proposition.
Is he?
Yes, as you will hear soon.
All right, okay. Well, shall we hear him now?
Yeah, let's hear him now.
Let's crack into him now. So this is Tony Armand and The Strength I Thought I'd Never Know. So did you want to say something?
No.
Shut up then.
Curve my hand to help you stay.
like that.
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it, Nick?
Yeah, really like that. We were sort of moving our bodies to that, Dave. I wouldn't quite call it dancing.
Syncopation.
No, that's something else. That's the kind of rhythm thing.
Right, that's something else.
All right.
But yeah, so yeah, thumbs up for Tony there.
Yeah, I thought it was, at the beginning, it sounded very much like Jose Gonzalez to me, which is really nice. So, yes. I mean, I don't know if I've said this before on this bit, but it's actually quite good to find somebody that you sound like, because then you can go and find out people that like them and then go, hello, if you like Jose Gonzalez, you might like me. Not suggesting that he speaks like that. I don't know what he speaks like.
No, he doesn't speak like that at all.
God, that's good. That's in his favour.
So, yeah, so Tony, he's in a band, as I mentioned earlier, and he does a few acoustic nights around Bristol, so... He's keeping his hand in around the circuit.
Yeah.
I think his main thing is Troubadour Hook. That's his main.
Right. Because it seems like a lot of the people, I think all the people that you've mentioned so far also play for other bands and do other things.
There's a lot of cross-pollination in Bristol, I think. Yeah. Mm. Not just Bristol, I mean around the West Country in general.
And yeah. Are they all brothers and sisters or something? Is it all like that? Is it like
incestuous? They've all got four eyes.
Yeah, they got extra legs. Thumbs and things.
Yeah, that's why they play so intricately.
Yeah. Well, actually, getting on to that, we were sort of talking a little bit. Well, we were talking a lot through that. That I thought the mix was a little bit guitar heavy, and I know that I'm guilty of this myself. Is that when you're recording yourself? If you're recording yourself, you tend to mix the vocals down a little bit lower than somebody else would. And I think sometimes if you've got a microphone in front of you, you've just got one, you will naturally push your guitar forward and sit back. So you're hearing that guitar and, you know, you can still hear the vocals. I mean, it's not like you couldn't hear the vocals, because you can hear the vocals.
They're further back in the mix, aren't they?
Yeah, but I mean, really, it's all right if you're a guitar fan and you just want to hear lots of guitar, but really, most people just want to hear the vocals, don't they? Mm. So really, you should be in front of the mic here like this, and the guitar should be a little bit more in the background. And there's nothing wrong with that. I do it. Loads of people do it. But I think it might be an interesting thing to experiment with.
Yes, indeed. And Tony's sort of being a sort of laid-back sort of Bristolian-type character. He was just leaning back in his chair. And, his guitar was sticking out more. And
yeah.
I tried in the mix. You know, it's difficult in the mix when you're actually sitting in the DJ's chair to actually get the balance just right. So maybe I should have had the... voice microphone up a tad more, but
oh, you had two microphones on him.
Oh yeah, I had the vocal and
right. Oh, so it's not his fault, it's yours.
Well, no, because he was sitting back in the chair. And
yeah, you could have turned his vocal mic up a bit. As you just said.
I think I had the vocal mic up as far as it would go.
How did I know you? Were
up to 11.
Oh dear. So, has he got websites and stuff? Sorry, go on. What were you going to say? What?
I was just going to tell Tony to sing louder in future. But,
yeah, well, I'll just close it to the mic, because obviously what you got in your studio is not powerful enough.
Anyway, I don't think you'll find anything under Tony Armand, but you will find him under Troubadour Hook.
Right, okay. So is this sort of Tony Armand a new thing for him? Is it a new departure, as they say? A departure?
I think it's just him trying out. When he goes out to play open mic nights, he's just trying out a few new songs that he might use in the band. In the future, as far as I know, I don't know any more than that. I don't think he does solo gigs as such on his own.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's a shame, because that was quite. Maybe you could feature this on one of these. Troubadour Hook's one of their albums. You say, I think. Yeah, sound quite maybe. Nice with a bit of something in the background.
Yeah, maybe
weaving in the background.
What he's going to do with these songs? Maybe they're just his little muses that he likes to put out here and there. But I think, He just does that as a bit of a side thing, you know, the acoustic nights.
Hmm, lovely. All right, mate. Well, I think that'll do, don't you?
That'll do nicely.
Lovely.
Very good.
Beautiful.
And I'll speak to you next week, won't I?
You will indeed. All right, mate. Take care of yourself. See ya.
Hello. This is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
And that's where you need to go to find links to get to Dave Miles' website, cupofteaandapiececake.com, and also his follow links, and you can get through to the Bristol music scene and BCFM and all that kind of malarks. Now, next, Shoulders of Giants. This is a great track. This is called Code of a Madman.
Building the case that he's right. Picture from the inside. A terrible weight on our lives. We'll make do for now. But I'm so lucky to wait in the sand. In the seat of the work of a madman. Take down all walls, take down all words. Close in on the door of a madman. Building the life that he wants. Distracted by all this and more. Terrible weight on our minds. We'll make it through for now. Cause I'm so lucky to wait in the sand. In the seat of the work of a madman. Take down all the walls, take down all the words. Closed in from the court of a madman. So lucky to wait in the sand. In the seat of the work of a madman.
You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Pretty good, actually.
It is pretty good, isn't it? It's pretty good this week, I think. That was Shoulders of Giants and a great track. Marvellous. Just honestly, I get a bit speechless sometimes. A bit pointless, really, when I'm doing a podcast. But honestly, this music really does... really is hitting the spot for me today. That was Shoulders of Giants and Code of a Madman. Now, I'm not sure about this next track. It's by this band called Jamie and the Portraits, and it was sent to me earlier this week, and I kind of go from, like, really hating it to really liking it. I'm not sure. I can't remember what it's called. I'll look it up, and I'll tell you what it's called after this. But have a listen. See what you... I don't know what it is. Bits of... like I say, I hate it one minute, and I like it the next. Let's see what you think. Anyway, this is Jamie and the Portraits.
Oh, well, I guess that I thought I'd guess. You had a stature above the rest.
Now, hang on a second. That was called What a Crock, by the way. Jamming the Portraits, What a Crock. Now, I've got a new Twitter account for the podcast. It is _isthisthingon. That's _isthisthingon. Now, with my other account, Nick Tan, what is it? Nick_Tan, which is a jingle I was just about to say. I follow loads of people. Loads of people follow me. It's great. But for this account, I really don't want to follow an awful lot of people. So if you follow me, you'll get to find out all the stuff that I'm doing with the podcast. But don't necessarily expect me to follow you back. I know it's etiquette and all that sort of stuff, but I'm really sorry. I can't cope with it. I've been so busy doing stuff. I've been umming and ahhing about having another Twitter account for the podcast. Because I'll have people talking to me. It's just too much. I'm too busy. I've actually spent 3 hours editing another podcast last night. The Hot Potato Nights. If you want to find out about that, just give me a shout up and I'll point you in the right direction. Anyway, I'm going to carry on with this Rocky theme. And this is a great, wow, great track. I keep finding, like every week, like this week, I've got three new tracks to play you this week. And I look back and I'm like, oh, God, I've got to find some other tracks. And I think, oh, God, what have I got? But I always come up with some fantastic tracks. I just listen and go, oh, God, I haven't played that for ages. This is another one. This is These Fighting Galleons and The Entity. isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com with your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank.
I don't know why I bother with that one. I don't know why I bother. No one ever emails me.
No one ever emails me. It's always Facebook or Twitter, but no one ever emails me. Emails me. Yeah, I wonder if emails are going to go the way of like snail mail, when you used to get a letter in the post or a postcard from somebody. Like you actually, someone sat down and wrote a postcard. I wonder if emails are going to go the way of that. Like no one emails each other anymore, do we? It's all in tweets and tweets, texts, and Facebook. Interesting. Let's discuss. Actually, I was thinking a while ago. I've got a mailing list, and I send a newsletter every now and then. But I wondered how nice it might be if we actually had a mailing list where we actually sent mail to each other, like sent postcards. Like I thought about that as well, like asking for somebody's actual address, and I'd send a postcard out, like with written stuff on it, or obviously with written stuff on it. And what would I do? Just smear some oil on it or something? I don't know. Anyway, that was These Fine Galleons in The Entity, another fantastic band, great friends of mine. Well, one of them is Guy's. I don't know who the other bloke is. He's up north somewhere doing things. But Guy Sivior, he's down in Basingstoke now. He's one of us. One of us. One of us. How did I do that? Yeah, he's with a band called Sand River. One of my favourite tracks, this. Sand River. This is a reprisal. Kid Dust, Part 2.
just barrel with your name etched right around. You may keep it too. Remember me as you are underground. A memento of the end of all the evil deeds you've done. To torment your wicked soul until the final judgment comes. Now here we are.
This is Sand River, and you're listening to Nick Tans' Is This Thing On podcast.
Marvellous. And it certainly was, wasn't it? That was Sand River, and that was Kid Dust Part 2. Brand new track I've been sent this week. This is absolutely fantastic, and it's actually set the theme for the podcast this week. So I heard this track and thought, cool, this is a bit good. Let's have some more tracks like this. So anyway, this is a track by a band called Burning Shapes. This is fucking brilliant, this is. This is called Silence Amplifies. Bit good that, wasn't it? Bit good. I'm going to listen back to that track a few more times and find out. I might actually go and find out about them myself. And to be honest, I'm a dreadful audience. You ask Raj. He sort of goes out with me. He goes out with me, you know. Well, anyway, we play together. The real Raj. Hopefully we have some recorded tracks for him soon if he gets his fucking act together. But Raj will tell you, I'm a dreadful audience. I'm really picky. There's only sort of, like, I like sort of bits and pieces of music. Well, I like loads of different music to listen to like this, but to go and see live, I sit there and go, yeah, it's okay. I find it very difficult to get excited about a band unless they're really good. So if I actually come and see you, any bands live, it's because I think you're really good. Even bands that I like, I think, I don't go and see really very often because I just think, oh, well, I don't think they'll be as good. Because I'm very difficult to impress. But that band, yeah, what are they called again? What are they called? Got it written down. Burning Shapes. Yeah, I might find out a bit about them. I'll go onto the website later on and find out some more about them. I'll tell you, I'm doing some gigs in some folk clubs, you know. Remember I talked about that before? Well, one of the folk clubs I'm going to, the guy that runs it, whose name escapes me, doesn't really surprise anybody that knows me, sent me a track and said, look, this is a band I'm looking after. Play this, see what you think now. It's a bit good. The voice, well, look, just listen to it. It will speak for itself. Just you make your own decision. But I really like this. This is called, I'll better tell you what it is. This is a band called The Carousel. And this is Thelma.
私はロニーと言います、ニックさんの It's This Thing On Podcast の日本のリスナーです。
Lovely, I like that. I like that a lot. That's the Carousel and a track called Thelma. I'm not going to do an awful lot of talking this week because I'm not really in the mood for it, so I'm just going to crack on with some more music and then we'll all go home, shall we? Okay, the next track is Humming In Your Dreams by The Visitors. It's lovely. I wonder what happened to The Visitors. Are they still going? Can somebody tell me? Paul Lane, hello? Hello, mate. Are they still going? What's going on with them? I haven't heard about them for ages. Anyway, this is Humming In Your Dreams by The Visitors.
Which one I am on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page.
Yes, see if you can guess which one she is. She's Julia. That's who she is. She's Julia. So if we go to the Facebook page for the podcast, which is facebook.com/isthisthingonpodcast, I think, something like that. Anyway, go to the website and click, click, click. Click away to your little heart's content. Right, penultimate track coming up now. Now, we heard this a few months ago as a... Well, actually, not just a few months ago. Probably quite a few months ago as an acoustic track. Now, this is the new track off the album because this is how I like to do it. Just send me stuff that's raw and then when you do the big production number, then you can send it to me and all is lovely. As is this. This is The Cold Light of Day by who else? By who else but Indigo Earth. Cracking.
Sleeps I Thy little child of morning light.
nicktan.bandcamp.com. Please buy some. I really want to go to university.
She does indeed. So make sure you do go there. I've got a new album out there at the moment, by the way. Bang at the address that Izzy just said. It's a brand new album that I normally only hand out at gigs, but it's been going quite well at gigs. I thought, well, maybe I should sell it online as well. It's cool. When I sell it, it's actually called Bought. What is it? Where is it? I've got some here. It's called Bought at a Gig. And for obvious reasons, because it's just things that bought a gig, and it's got a lot of tracks on it that from other albums, and it's kind of like a compilation, I suppose. I wouldn't say, it's a kind of best of, but it's sort of a taster for people who have seen me live, and it's a few little tracks. So if you go to that Bandcamp, I'll chuck some code up somewhere so you can play some tracks on it. But you can't download it. All you can do is buy the disc. It's only a fiver. So yeah, and you get it's a nice picture disc. It's a very nice picture disc, it is. Very, very nice indeed. So, yeah, go along and buy that. And also, that was... who was that? That was Indigo Earth and Cold Light of Day. Well, I'm going to finish off, because I thought... So, what am I going to play? Because I'm playing like band tracks today. I'm not in a band anymore. I was in a band. I was in a band called People once, and this is one of the tracks. I was sort of searching around, and I found this recording earlier on. And I thought, oh, I'll play that, because that was a bit good, that. I've got loads of stuff. Loads of stuff. So this is it. Well, anyway, maybe I'll be in the mood to talk a little bit more next week, and I'll thrill you all, or not, whatever. Anyway, that's enough for this week. This is a track by my old band called People. This is called Give Me Some of That. I'll speak to you next week. Bye!
me. I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs. Do, dear. Yes, Mummy. What can I do? Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy? Yes, dear. Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes. Yes, dear. Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts. Yes, dear. And links to his friends' websites too? Yes, dear. Mummy? Yes, dear. Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there? Yes, dear. What was the address again, Mummy dearest? www.nicktan.co.uk. Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?